I was talking with my bus driver one day. We were both going through something hard in relationships, and no better way to talk about it than over the highway, right? And we both, at the time, were like, are we settling up or are we settling down with people, with life, with our situations, like what's going on? And I kind of wrote that in my phone. And Natalie had this line when I went in to write with her and Luke, should I give up sunsets for marigold mornings? And I thought that was so pretty. I said, well, that might go with this kind of idea that I have. And of course, Luke had this beautiful melody ready to roll. But it was after I met my husband, and we weren't married yet when we were writing this song, but it was a very, like, real place where, you know, Natalie's got a daughter, and she's doing all this amazing stuff. She's in the Highwaymen, and she's writing songs every day and having hits and traveling. And Luke is a dad, but he's also in an amazing rock band called Republican Hair. And, you know, his four-year-old's running around while we're writing, and then he stays up all night making tracks. And so, and I'm getting on the bus, but then I'm going home to be with someone I love. And so it's this juxtaposition of, can I do both? Is that okay? Should I feel bad that I'm home, or should I feel bad that I'm leaving? Like, you know, because you get antsy when you're used to moving and going, and haven't been touring since I was 17. So having time off and meeting my husband and, like, being a person, going to family breakfasts and birthday parties and stuff, it was like, well, when are we leaving? Where's the bus? Like, you know, for a while it took me a minute to get used to that. And then now I'm back adjusting to being on the road again, which wherever the people that you love are, that is home. So it can be anywhere. But it was a cool song to write at the very time that we needed to write it, because I feel like a lot of people feel that way. They have this gypsy spirit and they want to be rock and roll, but they also love having a morning at home with their bare feet on their own kitchen floor, you know? So it's like a real, it's an amazing struggle to deal with, actually. I don't know where if I'll ever get comfortable, too comfortable in one or the other. You know, my mom always tells me, it's where the line comes from, but she would always say, you're a wild child and a homing pigeon, because I'm really, like, love to be home. I love my animals and my family and, you know, making casseroles and just listening to Merle Haggard. Like, I'd love to be on my own porch, but I also am like, I can leave and be ready to go anywhere in 15 minutes. I just need a guitar and some fringe, and I'm ready to, like, roll out the door. Everything else you can buy at Target. You know what I mean? So I have this, like, itch always to find a new adventure, but I'm always so ready to just walk through my own front door.